Pathway to Jerusalem, The Travel Letters of Rabbi Ovadia of Bartanura, written between 1488 and 1490 during his journey to the Holy Land. Translated by Yaakov David Shulman. Introduced and edited by Rabbi Avraham Marmerstein. Narrated by Fivish Rothbard. Book published by CIS Publishers, Lakewood, New Jersey. Audiobook brought to you by A Maggid's Market. Narrated audio for the Frum family. Preface. Throughout the generations of Jewish exile, in all corners of the earth, the longing of every faithful Jew was to see Jerusalem and kiss the soil of the Promised Land. Prominent Talmidei Chachamim abandoned positions of prestige to endure deprivation and discomfort in the Holy Land, confident that the privilege of proximity to the vestiges of the Beis HaMikdash was more significant than all the honors of the diaspora. The names of those who made this choice are legion. In 1211, a group of the Bali Tosfos made their way to the land of Israel. In 1267, the Ramban, Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman of Charona, left Spain for Jerusalem, and taught and studied in the synagogue which was named after him. In 1306, after the expulsion of Jews from France, many French rabbis made the long journey to Jerusalem. Prominent among them was Rabbi Ashturi Harpachi, the first to write a detailed description of the entire geography of Israel. From among Ashkenazic Jewry, the disciples of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid settled in their courtyard in the Old City, known until today as Churvas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the ruin of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. It was to this distinguished roster that the name of Rabbi Ovadia Yireh of Bartanura was added in 5248, 1488. Rabbi Ovadia Yireh was from the town of Bartanura, near the city of Forli, in the district of Emilio-Romagna. We have no record of the exact date of his birth, nor many details of his early life. We do find it recorded that he was a disciple of Rabbi Joseph Cologne, the Maharik, who is cited in his commentaries as his teacher. Although his exact age at the time he elected to leave Italy is unknown, it is clear from his own comments in his letters that he already enjoyed some national prominence. We do not know why he chose to leave Italy, but we know that the Jewish communities of Italy at that time faced the Renaissance spirit, which permeated Italian society at the time. The Maharik left his position as rabbi of the wealthy and prestigious community of Mantua because of the inroads made there by the new trends. It is possible that his disciple left for Jerusalem because of his disapproval of these new trends, in addition to his desire to settle in a place of such holiness. Certainly, there are several places in his letters where the observation is made that the Italian Jews became more lax than their co-religionists in other countries. The commentary on the Mishnah he wrote, which was destined to become the standard commentary until the present day, has ensured the name of Bartanura a preeminence which transcends time and place. But it is clear from the usage of Arabic words, and from many comments, that it was completed after he had settled in Jerusalem. According to the Chidah, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, in Shem HaGedolim, Rabbi Ovadia Bartanura died in 5290, 1530. His burial place is in Jerusalem, and its site was known throughout the generations. We find in the letters of Rabbi Yisrael of Perosa, who came to Jerusalem in 1516, after the conquest of Eretz Yisrael by the Turks from the Mamelukes, that Rabbi Ovadia of Bartanura was still conducting a yeshiva at that time. Apparently, he lived and taught in Jerusalem for over 40 years. The introduction to his commentary was originally printed at the beginning of Mishnayos Kodshim, the final volume to be printed in the first Venice edition. There, it says that the manuscript of the Mishnayos commentary was brought back from Jerusalem to Italy by Rabbi Ovadia ben Reb Zerachia Hamun of Bartanura, a nephew of the author. This nephew the younger Rabbi Ovadia of Bar Tanura, is the author of the commentary on Megillas Rus, printed in the Mikraos Gedolos editions. The letters translated in this book are mentioned by the Chidah in Shem HaGedolim, and he quotes from them at length. Rabbi Ovadia, the interpreter of the Mishnayos, a student of the Maharik, about whom the Radvaz writes in Volume 1, Chapter 108, that he was the greatest of the rabbis of Jerusalem. The author of Get Poshet writes that he is buried in a cave at the base of the hill next to the Pool of Shiloach in the city of Jerusalem. From Bar Tanura, a city in the province of Romania, there is a copy of the account that he sent from the holy city to his father, full of details about his travels from the time he left his father's house until he reached Jerusalem. And he writes there about the awesome story of the scroll of Ezra the scribe. The letters were first published in Kolomia in 1886 with the title Darkei Tzion, The Paths of Zion. The text, as printed there, is exactly the same as the passages cited by the Chidah in Shem HaGedolim. Subsequently, Abraham Ya'ari introduced a new transcription as part of his Igros Eretz Yisrael, Jerusalem 1957. The third letter, which is by far the shortest, is only found in Ya'ari's edition, and not in the original Darkei Tzion. Some historians have mentioned that there are tens of letters from the author's stay in Jerusalem, but if they exist, they have never been published. In publishing these letters in their entirety, including the critical comments made by Rabbi Ovadia Bar Tanura of those people and practices of which he disapproved, the assumption is made that these criticisms were written to instruct the reader and not to denigrate any individuals. Certainly, today's reader derives valuable historical insights and a depth of respect for the bravery with which Gedolei Yisrael of a bygone and perilous era clung lovingly to Eretz Yisrael. May we all be returned there speedily.